This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The Albuquerque Youth Symphony continues its 58th season with a variety of events this week and next, including a symphony concert Sunday afternoon, February 3rd at Pope Joy Hall. With us this morning is the conductor of that concert, the music director of the Albuquerque Youth Symphony Program, Gabriel Gordon. Gabe, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here,
great
as usual.
Great to have you back. The past 12 months have been a very important time for the Albuquerque Youth Symphony Program. Fill us in on what's been going on.
Well, as most of you know, we acquired the building at 4407 Manal about a year ago, and it's just really a pleasure to go to work every day. We have refurbished the inside. We are still in the process. This is a work in progress, making new rooms and adjusting rooms here and there and putting new carpeting in. Today, actually, we had roofers that were fixing the roof. All of the wonderful challenges that new homeowners have.
This has been something that the Albuquerque Youth Symphony Program has been wanting for a long time, its own home.
Yes. The capital campaign lasted about 6 years, and we ended up purchasing this building for cash. It was wonderful.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Lots of new programs have taken shape in the past year as well.
Well, you know, when you have a building, you have the opportunity to expand your programs. All of these things that we're doing this year, we would not have even thought of doing. We have added three choirs to the program, an elementary, a middle school, and a high school choir conducted by Marilyn Bernard and Luis Loomis. And I started a chamber symphony, the Albuquerque Youth Chamber Symphony, which was made to give students who wanted to have the professional experience. In youth symphonies, we rehearse once a week for long periods of time. And when you're a professional, you get three or four rehearsals in the space of a week, and then you do the concert. And that's it. It's a very, very, very different experience. So we wanted to be able to provide that experience for those who wanted to do it. And so we had our first performance December 18th at the new building.
Is there a performance coming up in the winter or spring?
Not just yet, but we do have plans for next year, actually, including a performance with the Santa Fe Opera.
Well, a round of applause for you.
Thank
Gabe,
you.
And for the program as a whole.
Yeah.
Two events coming up. The Playathon this Saturday at the Cottonwood Mall. This is a great way for the public and for young people who might not quite know what the AYS program is. This is a great way to show them.
Exactly. If you just want to get a taste of what the program is really about, come to the Cottonwood Mall between the hours of 1 and 4:30. It's the junior strings going all the way up through AYS, and you get to see in very quick succession the entire length and breadth of the program. It's quite a thing to see. It's wonderful.
Give us just a quick idea of what's going to be happening February 3rd at Pope Joy Hall.
Yeah. This is celebrating both Verdi's and Wagner's 200th birthdays. Verdi's Triumphal March, Wagner's Prelude and Liebestod. Boy, those kids really know how to play Prelude and Liebestod. That's for sure. Featuring Kayla Mathis playing the Elgar Cello Concerto. She's our concerto soloist for this.
Right. And Kayla is a student
at the Bosky School, and she studies with Lisa Collins, an AYS alum. That's another interesting feature about all the soloists this year. For the first time, are all students of AYS alums.
Yeah. Big circle being formed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gabriel Gordon is the music director of the Albuquerque Youth Symphony Program. The Youth Symphony is in concert Sunday afternoon, February 3rd. At Pope Joy Hall. Tickets will be available at the door. For more information about the Youth Symphony Program, go to aysmusic.org. Gabe, thanks for coming in again.
Always great to be here. Thanks.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.